and then ask, because it's long passages. Please.
Excerpt number one. It is written, "Remember that which Amalek did unto you, which occurred to you along the way, when you were tired and weary and not fearing God." Rashi interpreted the meaning of "asher karcha baderech," which occurred to you along the way, to mean heat and cold. Karcha is also cool you. He cooled you and chilled your boiling, for all the nations feared you, but he began and showed a way for others. He interprets there in Siftei Chachamim, the lips of the sages. He wanted to say with a hot matter that everyone fears it. So were the nations of the world afraid of you. But Amalek chilled you and made you lukewarm, as in tepid water. It follows that Amalek is a klipa. When a person overcomes and begins to walk on the path of truth, he comes and weakens the person and says, "Do not fear departing from the path of bestowal." And the more a person overcomes with greatness of the Creator, saying it is worthwhile to work only for the Creator and not for himself, Amalek comes and makes that person understand, "You see that you are tired and weary from this work, and you are not fearful of God," meaning that the fear of heaven that Israel had when they said that it is worthwhile to work and serve a great king, in that he instilled his view, meaning that there is no importance to the king. Thus, why do you want to work for no reward, but only for the sake of the Creator, because of his greatness? He spoiled this fear, meaning that his whole purpose was only to revoke the importance of the fear of heaven, called the essence of fear, is that it is because he is great and ruling. It turns out that he instilled in the people of Israel a cancellation of the importance of fearing God, for his entire war was to weaken them from the work of serving a great king. That for this, meaning for the importance of the greatness of the Creator, it is worthwhile to work and serve him. This is the meaning of asher karcha baderech, which occurred to you along the path, or cooled you along the path. Meaning on this path when we want no reward, but this, namely to serve the king. This importance, he spoiled it. This means that when Amalek sees that a person becomes excited and heated up in the work, and a person is delighted that he has been rewarded with some importance, that it is worthwhile to serve a great king, he comes and slanders and takes this importance away from the person. Necessarily, the person loses the warmth he had in the little bit of sensation he had that he was connected to a great king. This is the meaning of the words, "and you are tired and weary." That is, during the work, when a person believed that he was serving a great king, that person was alive without feeling any fatigue. But when Amalek instills in him the cancellation of the greatness of the Creator, the person immediately grows tired from the work. This is what the Holy Zohar says, where there is effort, there is the Sitra Achra. This means that a person should know that if he does the holy work and feels this work as a burden and as a load, it is a sign that the Sitra Achra, the other side, is there, and it weakens the person so that he will not feel that he is serving a great king. It follows that the klipa of Amalek aims primarily against the greatness of the Creator, meaning that the foundation of Judaism is built primarily on fear because he is great and ruling. Precisely about this was the war of Amalek, meaning so that a person will not work on the quality of the fear of God. This is the meaning of the words, and not fearing God. If we're in it, let's continue.
We're reading from Rabash, Eradicating Amalek, part number 2.
Rabash 2, why do we read a portion of Zachor, remember, on the Shabbat before Purim? We see that before Purim we have to eradicate Amalek. What does it hint to us? It is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. But so that there will not be the bread of shame, we were given work in order to receive a reward. That is, that we will not have shame. Therefore, we were given the evil inclination called Amalek. And during the work, it is impossible to achieve a taste in Torah and Mitzvot, because otherwise it will not be considered work. Therefore, we must overcome the evil in us, which is called to eradicate Amalek. Then we will be rewarded with the light of redemption, as it was back then in the days of Mordechai, when they were rewarded with observe and receive. Our sages said they observed what they have received so far, until now by coercion and now willingly. The meaning of coercion is by necessity. Whatever a person does without getting any pleasure from doing it, he does it out of necessity.
But he does it forcefully.
This is considered coercion, that one forces himself to keep the Torah and Mitzvot by coercion. However, when subduing Amalek, one is rewarded with tasting the Torah and Mitzvot, where the main pleasure is, according to the nations, are as a bitter bucket. In corporeality, there is no more than a drop of pleasure of what there is in a bucket full of pleasure. And naturally, one does it with good intention because of the wondrous pleasure that he feels in them. This is, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with both inclinations, the good inclination and the bad inclination. How can it be that the evil inclination will also agree to keep the Torah and Mitzvot? But when one feels great pleasure in it, he naturally agrees. Therefore, in order to be rewarded with the light of redemption, we must first engage in eradicating Amalek. And then we will be rewarded with redemption, as it was then in the days of Mordechai and Esther. But how can Amalek be eradicated? About this, our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That by the Torah, it is possible to eradicate the evil. But not everyone is able to engage in Torah. For this, we were given the matter of Issachar and Zebulun, namely the students of Torah and the supporters of Torah. By this, we unite as one man, and all are called Bnei Torah, sons of Torah. Then, when everyone becomes one bundle, we will be able to eradicate Amalek and to merit redemption.
Item 3. Item number 3 from Rabash, Volume 2. The article is, why do we read Zechor, portion, before Purim in the work? It is explained in the words of the Ari, this is the meaning of what is written, their memory shall not fade from their descendants. That illumination is on the days of Purim each and every year. Therefore, in the future, all the occasions will be cancelled except for the scroll of Esther. The reason is that there has never been such a great miracle, not on Sabbaths and not on good days, for such an illumination to be. In this respect, there is a big merit to Purim over all other days, even Sabbaths and good days. In the commentary, Or Pnimi, he interprets that that light, which was in the days of Purim, can shine only at the end of correction, and not before. This light is called the light of the purpose of creation. That is, it is the light of Chochmah that is clothed in vessels of reception. meaning he wants to receive the delight and pleasure that is there, which comes from the purpose of creation. This light of the purpose of creation, called Or Chochmah, cannot shine without clothing, and it dresses in the light of the correction of creation, called Or Chasadim. Before the end of correction, this light of Chochmah, called Gadlut of Chochmah, cannot shine together with light of Chasadim. At that time, there was a miracle because of the fasting and the outcries, which extended light of Chasadim, and then Or Chochmah could dress within Or Chasadim. And this is considered that there was a miracle when the light shone before the end of correction, since by nature that light can shine only at the end of correction, which is called in the future. The miracle was that it illuminated before the end of correction. This is why our sages said, all the occasions will be cancelled except for the scroll of Esther, since the light of Purim is the light that will shine in the future.